We are live on the Sports Box Sports 1340 WHAP Hopewell. What's going on in Tri-Cities? Richmond, Petersburg, Williamsburg, Carolina, parts of North Carolina, all the way out to Virginia Beach, Hampton, Norfolk, Accomack. That's the Eastern Shore of Virginia, if you don't know. D.C., Baltimore, all the listening areas. It's Friday.
Yo, 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 it's that guy. It has got to be me. Introducing myself, as you know, as M.E. Yes, you can hit me up on the Twitter because I, like, you know, like Jake Arrieta and other very other good pitchers, I just like to throw no-hitters. But, you know, it looks like the Golden State Warriors got a little crybabies, you know. Got to put a little, put some, they got a little loud volume, so we got to put on some Vader, some faders on their volume, man, you know. I ain't realize Golden State Warriors are full of nothing but a couple of haters. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, Miss Curry, okay, cool. I see you standing by your man. Good quality lady there. That's cool. And, but don't delete the tweet that you say. You said what you felt and mean it. What's wrong? Why did you have to delete your tweet? Like, the internet doesn't capture it as soon as it goes out because you know they're going to copy it as soon as you say something because, well, who your husband is. So, I mean, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. There's a whole lot that went down last night, and a whole lot of bandwagon fans are really, really butthurt right now. And this goes to show you the kind of people we are dealing with right now and how ungrateful they are for the genuinely great team they have. And how instead of saying, okay, that's all right, though, we can bounce back. Curry wasn't playing good defense. He wasn't doing this. He still dropped his 30. He still did his part. The rest of the team wasn't stepping up at the time, you know, little drought. That's okay. We're going back home. We're going to win this. It was like, it's the refs' fault. They always have a LeBron. He wouldn't drop 40 on Draymond if he was in there. And, you know, he dropped 41. Well, they cheated, Jay Chris. Man, this is our power. And let me tell you, this is a Lock It Up Friday. And I'm trying to tell you, I can't wait till we get our locks in because we got Money in the Bank this weekend, too. We got golf, all kinds of stuff, just a lot, just because. Man,
yeah, definitely a lot of things for the lock out here for the weekend, a lot going on. Of course, your locks don't have to be. They don't have to be sports related. You can lock everything up. You know, that's how we do things here on the show on Sports Thursday, 4 a.m. Lock up whatever you want. And that's what we're going to do.
Not much, man. I see my man Mike in rare form, man. I see you. You know what? I think Alicia Curry is cool. I've always said that. I won't say a fan, but I think she's cool. I think she's cool people. But she's doing too much. The chick is doing way too much. She needs to pump her brakes. I dig her because I feel like she's been down with Steph for, like, you know, before. She was down with Steph when Steph was shooting in the gym, put it that way. And I'm cool with that. I respect that. But all this other talking, you know, about a conspiracy, this, that, the other, you didn't cry out conspiracy when OKC, when, you know, when folks thought that the league forced OKC to take, they took that to seven. You ain't cry out conspiracy. Why is it conspiracy now? It wasn't conspiracy back then. So that's my thing. You're crying out conspiracy, but a lot of people thought that, okay, the reason why OKC is not in the finals because, you know, the league wanted to go to State Warriors in the finals. But I didn't see you say anything about, oh, my God, we got lucky. The NBA was on our side for a conspiracy. I ain't hear you cry that. So, to me, it just sounds like a spoiled brat.
Well, she's seeing her husband out there struggling, man. Struggling, looking bad on defense all the way around. And I think he dropped like 30 last night, actually. So
he's
been exposed this whole playoffs, honestly.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. I'm watching the game over my girlfriend's house, and she, I like her. He doesn't cry and start complaining all like that. And that was early in the game when he got called for it. I'm gonna keep 100%. In my opinion. Okay, go ahead.
Blast that, Jay Chris.
All right.
I think that there's a Warriors fan that's trying to hack you, man. There's a Warriors fan hacking you right now, man. It has to be. Because he knew that we were going to get into him because this is the barbershop. They knew that we were going to go in on them. So they decided to go ahead and try to mess with your mic, man. Why these Golden State Warrior fans, these bandwagon fans, always trying to mess with you? Why did they go after you first? I don't get it.
I don't know what happened.
They really messing with your microphone right now. And I am sick and tired of these Golden State Warriors bandwagon fans trying to jack up our show just because they're a little butthurt about one game. They do realize that they have home court advantage, right? They do know what that means, right? They do know in basketball terms how valuable home court advantage is in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Is my mic back in order now?
Yeah, it's Draymond world. But the game itself, what it represents, and we saw it in Game 5, is that, again, the greatness of LeBron James and how he dominated that game. And if you don't believe – if you want to say Steph Curry is the most, you know, the most exciting player in the NBA right now, that's fine. You can say that. I agree with you. I think he is the most exciting player in the NBA. But the best player – rocks number 23 and he plays with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's the best player in the league. And we see it. We're getting an opportunity to appreciate basketball at its finest in terms of playing at the highest level. A guy that can get you forward and get everybody involved. We talk about his 41 points, but just seeing some of the passes that dude set up Tristan Thompson with some of the no-look passes, I was sitting back. And I was having a discussion with my brother, and we were like, "Hey, man, why does this dude like? Why does he pass like magic? How can a dude that can score 40 points pass this way? You know what I mean? Like, you don't get that often, and you got and be that athletic. Sometimes you just got to sit and play defense too. At this man, you got to sometimes when you watch a player like LeBron James, you got to sit back and say, you know what? We're blessed, man. We're seeing one of the all-time greats right now. Hate him if you want to. All right." Because I'm a big believer that conspiracies are all predicated on if you dislike a team or dislike a player. I believe that's what it is to me. Because no one said the Chicago Bulls that win championships were a conspiracy. No one said when Jordan pushed off Byron Russell that was a conspiracy because it wasn't. It was a missed call. But when LeBron James, you know, gets his way, he does, you know, some things fall his way. Oh, it's a conspiracy. The NBA wants to benefit LeBron James. No, it's the name of the game. It's the NBA. Those star players get called. Sometimes certain things happen. That's just how games are officiated. And I was able to watch him do what he did last night. It was something special. And I feel bad for Golden State because now you got the baddest man on the planet confident. He just hit you with two 40-point games. Now he's in Game 7 when you need a Klay Thompson to step up. You need a Steph Curry to step up. Your role players can't be off. You need this because you got that man on fire with help. Last season, he could score 40. Last year's finals, he can score 40 and get no help. Now he can score 40 and can get 20-plus with Kyrie Irving because we've already seen the last couple games. No, pretty much throughout the whole series that the Golden State Warriors, they don't have an answer for Kyrie Irving. So now you're talking about 40 points by LeBron James with probably 10-plus boards. Combine that with a Kyrie Irving who could get you 25 to 30. That's a problem. That is a serious problem. So if I'm going to State, I'm scared. I got to change up some things. Maybe I got to double Kyrie Irving a little bit more off the high screen and roll. Maybe I got to play LeBron a little bit more tighter. Maybe I got to let J.R. Smith beat me. Maybe I got to let Kevin Love do whatever. But you got to find a things up.
You said let Kevin Love do whatever.
That's
exactly what Kevin Love been doing. He's been doing whatever. He looked like a deer caught in the headlights while real men go ahead and take advantage of what they got to do on the court. Have you seen how many times he has left Curry and Klay Thompson open? I didn't realize how much of a defensive liability he is or he was. But look, real quick, 641-552-5316 is the number to call if you want to listen into the show. If you want to go ahead and talk with our resident basketball expert, Wally Wow. And me, you know, I'm just here. You know, I mean, I know basketball, but Wally can give you some in-depth knowledge that I'm learning to get you. You know, 347-637-3859, press 1. J. Chris, take care of you. As his mic got hacked by Draymond Green and his crybaby ways.
Right, man. Should be. Am I better now?
No.
Nah. Nah.
He's still getting you, man.
That sucks.
Wait a minute.
Did you have ice water today?
I definitely have ice water. I haven't finished it yet.
See, there you go. So you got the combination of the hack by Draymond Green and the fact that you haven't finished your ice water.
Maybe.
You gotta have
maybe,
at least one.
I mean, how am I sounding now? Do I sound better now?
No, you don't.
About the same. Right.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. When we get back, we'll talk more NBA Finals.
Yeah, we'll get Draymond Green off this.
Exactly. We'll get into it.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters, call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Parton Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Parton Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Parton Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Woo! It is Friday. It is Lock It Up Friday. And y'all know this voice. It's me. It's me. It's MDP. I got the crew with me. It's a Lock It Up Friday, as I already said. But most importantly, before we lock up anything this weekend, the fellas, the crew, in the barbershop like we do, talking NBA Finals, Game 6 last night. And I just want to say this. I don't want to toot my own horn. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to toot Uncle Jay and everything. Matter of fact, hold on, let me stop. I got more toots. I'm not going to toot Wally Wild or the best Micah Mike Kennedy is Micah or King Vaughn, because we all called the Cavaliers. But I will say I was a punk. And Micah said, don't be a punk yet, because you picked them. Until they lose, you still got a chance. But I punked out, and I said it live on air. I think that nobody can beat Golden State in a seven-game series. But guess what, y'all? I'm ready to rethink that, and I'm going to tell you why. All this talk about game, help me out, while it was a game five, yeah, because it was game six. Game five, if Draymond was there, LeBron wouldn't do what? Hold on, to quote the great, and I do say this, I mean this when I say this, the great Kofi Kingston, LeBron can't be stopped, baby. What is wrong with y'all people out there? Y'all hate this man for no reason. Yes, okay, let's be honest. Yes, Ashley Curry, with your fine self, you felt your man's pain. I don't think it was a foul. But guess what, Miss Ashley Curry? I watched the whole game just like you, and I saw minty phantom calls, foul calls, including the one that Kevin Love got called for his third foul before halftime, okay, that they called on him. I've never been a Cleveland fan, will never be a Cleveland fan. It's all about trying to get you guys to, how they say it, Micah, the intelligence to the unwatched masses. I said that wrong, but can you fix it for me so that people know what I'm talking about, people? CM Punk would say, he's trying to unwatch the masses with the truth, okay? So, people, what can you see in LeBron James' game? I'm sorry, I've never called him this. Never, ever called him this. But my cousin keeps referring him to this, and since the four letter, since Sports Illustrated, since Fox Sports, since Yahoo Sports, since whatever sports outlet wanted to name him King James,
Well, people, King James is playing like the king. And I don't want to hear, oh, he cries and he whines, because what game are you watching? They all cry and whine. They all cry and they all whine. Game 7, fellas, is going to be very, very good. Game 6, keep saying it was rigged. Yes, I know I've deemed wrestling his storyline, and since then, my crew, because, you know, what is a person who is intelligent and believes in himself if he doesn't have a crew to tell him every once in a while you're wrong, right? My crew even said the things I'm about to say to you about LeBron James. He's great. Y'all, he is the most hated man in the history of the NBA. I've asked this question in various groups to various random people in a store, just random people. Hey, LeBron James, right? You think he's old? Yes, absolutely, he is. Y'all named him king. I didn't name him king. Y'all did. Yes, he's a little soft at times with the Draymond Green call. Yo, he called me a B-word. Yeah, you shouldn't have said that. But what you did. But Game 7, Wally, I mean, on Father's Day, do you think it was rigged? I don't think it was rigged. I saw the game.
It's only rigged when you don't like somebody. It's only rigged when you don't like, or you hating on somebody. Like I said before, I said this earlier. No one said when Michael Jordan pushed off of Russell. Did anybody say it was rigged?
Not for 50 years.
No. It wasn't rigged at all. It was like he went out and went out with a bang, right? And nothing rigged about it. So my thing about the Lakers, Kobe was just like, so when the Lakers beat the Sacramento Kings, it was rigged. Oh, like they got a bunch of calls. It's only rigged when you don't like somebody or you don't like a team. That's when it's rigged.
That's a tweet, baby.
But when you do like somebody, it is what it is. Like when you like. How come we didn't hear a lot of people? We didn't hear the outcry of things being rigged when OKC lost a 3-1 lead. We heard it. Mm-mm. I hear Aisha Curry.
We called choke.
But a lot of people thought, oh, Draymond Green kicked so and so. He should have been suspended that game. A lot of people really thought he should have been suspended that game. But they let him play. Was that rigged? Nah. You heard people say, you got to have Draymond out there. You can't do that to the defending champion. That's all you kept hearing. But the OK, if I'm an OKC Thunder dude, I'm like, it's rigged. Right?
What?
It's rigged. So that's my thing. You can't – like, it's not rigged. It's not rigged. That's how basketball works. It's played out that way. Things happen. You mentioned it before. Kevin Love got a phantom call. Now, granted, I think that was a good thing because Kevin Love didn't need to be in the court. But still, he had a fan. It was a phantom call. He, you know what I mean? So and Steph, to be honest with you, fouled out earlier. He probably had like 4 or 5 fouls to the game. So it's not like attitude is sick. So I don't want to hear about, you know, I don't want to hear about Steph in this situation. Talk about he got, I can't believe the MVP to get that many calls. Other than probably the last call. I don't think he feels fouled.
Other than that, every one of them was a foul.
He was called, every one of them was like a foul. So I don't want to hear that. And I don't want, and Steve Kerr trying to play the whole Phil Jackson thing, talking, you know, complaining about, you know, referees and whatnot. LeBron was getting fouled game 1 and game 2 a lot and barely complained about it. So I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Play basketball, the Golden State Warriors. Well, he didn't complain like they – like still bad, though.
Oh, you're talking like, feeling like
you're
bad.
I give up. I'm picking my feet up off the floor. I give up. Go ahead.
But LeBron didn't complain to the media like that. Tyronn Lue did a little bit, but like Steve Kerr pretty much had a crucial outcry. Like, oh my God,
okay,
I can't believe it.
You're okay because you're Golden State and everybody loves you now.
Exactly. It's not looking like you don't hear nothing about Steve Kerr whining. You don't hear nothing about him whining. You don't hear about the Golden State Warriors whining about goals.
I'm sorry. Can I laugh again real fast? Can I laugh? Can y'all indulge me? If Draymond Green was there, LeBron James didn't have scored 41 points. I said he was – he was 38. How many did he score
41.
Last?
41.
He scored 41 last.
and let's make this much easier. It's a problem. It's even worse because the best LeBron defender for the Golden State Warriors has backpacked. So Draymond Green is not the one. The best defender on LeBron James on that team has backpacked. So it's a serious problem. It's a serious problem. And Draymond Green is very important. That's why he's the MVP of the Golden State Warriors. Because he showed up in game 6. Draymond Green so showed up in game 6.
What got me, and I'm going to let Michael get in there because I know he's biting his lip, was the fact of the way that Draymond, again, Draymond's a good player. Okay, I'm not saying that. I want people to understand. Get us when we're talking here. We're anti what people put over that's not true. That's our that's our identity. That's who we are. That's what a barbershop does. If anybody know about an urban barbershop, you will get laughed out of the barbershop if you have some fakeness or nothing to back up substantial evidence. Right? That's you get exposed in the in the urban community. You cannot say Draymond this and Draymond that when Draymond comes back. And I said to myself, well, he doesn't defend LeBron James. And I said this, Jay Chris, if his microphone was working, would have something to say about this name. I told everybody the real person guarding the paint was Bogut. Not that he jumped, just his size and his mass. Mm-hmm. His size and mass not being there is causing this to happen. And what gets me is when people say that, I think it was Colin Cowherd, again, our own Fox Sports Colin Cowherd, that I won a boxing and a bouncing match, and Jay Chris, he had him first. Jay Chris had him first, so I have to get my sloppy second. Said, I have Stephen Curry, and it's so odd because my baby cousin said this to me yesterday even. He said, do you think they can win a championship without Stephen Curry? Contend. And I said, no. No, he said, win 50 games. And I said, about 45. He comes out and says, without Stephen Curry, as long as you had Draymond Green with this same team, they would still be a contender to win a championship. And I laughed myself to the bathroom because you thought I had some bad pork on the fork, and I didn't. Micah, when you hear a comment like Draymond, not Stephen Curry, is the true MVP of that team, have you regurgitated on the microphone?
Not only would I regurgitate the microphone, I'll probably end up having some irritable bowel syndrome as well. Because that's exactly where all those comments belong, right in the toilet, along with the Cleveland Browns, because it's the only bowl they're ever going to see. But let me tell you, I'm very taken back by Wally, because usually I'm the resident Draymond hater, but he done did all this talking for me today. I'm happy. I'm like, yeah, see, everyone else is seeing what I'm seeing. And like I said, ain't no one saying that he's not a good player. We are anti exactly what the media wants to try to portray him to be. Something ain't nothing like what he is. Yeah, it's good to have some. It's good to have some triple doubles in a season like that. That's very good. It's the product of the team. Question for you guys, so MP1 and Wally. My thing about this series is what's going on right now. And you know, if Golden State wins on Sunday, on Sunday they win. Yeah. But In the case that the Cavs win, because I'll be picking the Cavs. In the case of the Cavs win, is this just desserts for the Golden State Warriors' attitude and air of arrogance and not really truly being appreciative of everything they were able to actually accomplish? Because, you know, going into this NBA Finals, remember what LeBron James said? Remember what LeBron James said with Doris Burke? He said he was about to tear up because he realized how much and how hard he has worked, and how he appreciates being in this moment again. And that was one of the few times I saw LeBron James kind of like not be, you know, typical, here's my answer, you know, I'm going to give a straight face, not all emotion. You know, it was like he was actually choked up. He actually felt the raw emotion of the moment of going to the finals for the sixth straight time, doing it with his hometown squad and trying to make something happen for his city on a in front of the camera basis. As we know, he always do great things behind the scenes for his city. So, you know, I felt that maybe LeBron James was coming to the series the way the Golden State Warriors should be coming to the series, which was a humble attitude, a determination to do your very best to produce on the court. And guess who's been the only guy on either team? Like, I'm not even doing this thing. I'm talking about just slamming it home every single game and then exploding in the last two on the extra on the point side. But he's been doing the most right now, and that has been LeBron James. And anybody who has taken away the fact that he's saying that by trying to be slick and try to slick mouth and say, well, you know, Jordan was still six and six in the finals. Make sure we take a good old-sized foot, turn that something sideways, and stick it straight up their candy hot pots.
But to your question, I think you said, you know, I think for me, for Golden State, and just being, you know, being with the situation, they are who they are. I think they shouldn't defer from how the style of basketball they play. They've been that swagger. They've been that type of team with swagger the whole season. So if they acted differently, I wouldn't have been a fan of it. I'm glad that they are who they are. I don't have a problem with their style of basketball or the profile they have. I don't have a problem.
And I give Steve Kerr credit for being, I have to say this, J. Chris, what Andy Reid couldn't do, and that was make game adjustments. And I have to hope and think, because I loved Andy Reid in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles. And here's my correlation, guys. There's the knock on Andy Reid is in game, he couldn't make adjustments. In a seven-game playoff series, if it was football, it doesn't do that. We just follow me. I think he was intelligent enough to make decisions, although I thought he was, I won't say intelligent, but uncooperative to think that his way would work no matter what. And Steve Kerr did that by putting the best two-play guard in the NBA, in my opinion, and Klay Thompson on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Kyrie Irving yesterday. Because you saw in the moments where he was being guarded by Klay Thompson, Kyrie had a difficult time getting the ball off. But I got to give thanks to, and you said this, Wally, and we got to hope, if you're cheering for Cleveland anyway, you have to hope that J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, and those guys play the same way in Game 7 on the road. And I want to say this, and I'm glad I brought this up, and I'll be quiet. We got to lock it up for wrestling. And that is, go back to the first quarter, guys, and it was a play. And I'm searching your mind watching the whole game on this one. And it was a foul call. It was some kind of call away from the shot was called. An off-the-ball foul was called. And yeah. North Carolina zone, Harrison Barnes said they go shoot the ball. And I'm sitting in my whole house with my family, my cousin. And I saw Tristan Thompson go block a note. You know how they shoot after a call just to shoot?
Yeah.
And I saw him go back and smack that ball. And I said, I like that. He's letting them know right now. He had already shot the ball. He saw it and ran and went and still caught it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, he's here to play tonight. And to me, that's mental things. Tweet that out. That little part, and tweet what I'm saying here, Vaughn, please. That made a big difference where Tristan Thompson would not allow someone to come in his house and show a message that he was doing that in the game. In the background, those guys, you know, I'm still at the barbecue. I'm on air, even though I'm still at the barbecue with my family. My wife went out the back out the house, so for that reason. But I thought that was such an important part of the game when Tristan Thompson went and did that on North Carolina's own. Harrison Barnes, and I thought that was really good, and I love that about the game. I thought that set a tone with LeBron still saying, I'm here to prove something. And even in the one part, and then again, I said I was doing this once, I'll just make my last point, like a pastor in church, right? Give me 5 more minutes, they take 20, right? And that whatever LeBron James said to Steph Curry when he blocked his shot, because people think, oh, he's a little guy, he's supposed to block it. It was the intelligence of LeBron James to not fall for the pump fake and wait. Yeah. Until he saw him leave his feet, and he said to him, I'm paraphrasing. I have no idea what he said. Man, don't bring that stuff in here. Man, what's wrong with you?
let's be real, man. We've hooped. We've hooped around the way.
We've hooped
on the street.
We've hooped.
All right. Little man, this is a big man world. All right, this is what it was. All right, that's what he pretty much like, little man, this is a big man world. Don't bring that weak crap out this joint. Do not do it. You ain't about that life. Little man, who you think you are? He gave him that look. Like, who do you think you are? That's all it was. It was, and you're supposed to talk trash. I don't care who, man. If I block a little girl's shot, I will look at her like she's stupid. I'll be like, "What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, little girl? What are you doing?" It's a survival of the fittest. You playing basketball, so I'm not mad. Whoever criticized LeBron about Curry blocks his shot because he's bigger than Steph Curry, then you're just a hater, and you never played basketball in your life.
I feel 100% with that. I feel 100% with that, Wallace. So what we're going to do right now, guys, we're going to take a break. 347-637-3859. Perfect Plex is about to come up because we got a big lock it up this weekend. It's a huge Father's Day, guys. We're going to have to lock up a Game 7, the best sentence in pro sports, Game 7. And then we got a WrestleMania-type pay-per-view and Money in the Bank, the Sunny WWE's on annual pay-per-view. So we're going to take a break. Make sure you follow us first. Let's get that out the way. I know sometimes Jay Chris, he's coming back from the vacations that he's had doing baseball, which is, you know, I can't wait to see him excel at it. He loves it. And he don't get the tweets out all the time. Make sure you follow me. My name is Mike Pierman Sr. That's Mike_Pierman Sr. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what it is. Mike_Pierman Sr. on the Twitter. Make sure you follow Soul, SOULN, capital N, Sports, SPORTS. And follow 1340 AM Fox Sports on the Twitter as well. And make sure every time, wherever it is you are in the world, we're everywhere, people. You got a TuneIn app. You got a Stitcher. You got an iTunes. Just go ahead and tweet my old name, who's about to come on the show in a little bit, Mike Knox. Or just tweet Best D. damn show and radio, or just tweet anything that has anything to do with any of us in this program. Tweet Urban Sports Team. Search it. You're going to find the pod, his pod bean that he has, and you're going to find the iTunes that he's a part of this network as well. Redskins fans, we take care of everything right here. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, y'all. Get this show together and come right back. Jay, roll that beautiful bean footage.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company, they will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell. Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pendis speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2277. 1-800-273-8673 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
It's about to go down. Got 6 bottles of Chris, 6 model chicks, and the whole beverage there. We ain't got none of that sticky weed everywhere, though, because that's just not what we do. We Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP, the joy in sports radio. It's time for Perfect Plex Talk Radio!
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with. You have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in Monday nights after Raw to the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first
and Raw first.
And listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox, aka the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler talk. And if you ever met him,
man,
you know he knows the
wrestling.
Don't believe me, check out
it's
the title collection.
Haters,
we don't trust him, cause
that's
the
news.
Cut
the music. Cut the music. There it is. Yo, Micah, we got money in the bank. Yeah, yeah, we got money in the bank. Yeah, yeah. What's the first match? What's some pre-matches we don't really care about, but we're going to watch them? Well, my sons are watching. We won't watch them, but kids will watch them. What's the first one of the matches there, Micah?
The tag team that everybody wanted for a 5-month slow build, the Golden Truth, against a tag team of guys that we say what? Breezango.
Do we have to give our opinions of who wins this? I mean, so Jay Chris, get the lock it up ready. All right, we're going to lock up these two. How many pre-show matches is it? One or two?
Looks like it's going to be two.
Okay, so
and
on
both
this
tag
one.
Matches.
Okay, oh, both tag matches? Okay.
Both are tag
okay.
matches.
All right, just for this one, real fast. I haven't been a big fan of, was it, I hate what they're doing to Von Dango, and I hate what they're doing to my man. Pretty one himself, but I like Golden Truth. I think wrestling always should have some funny in it, so I'm going to lock up Golden Truth. They went this far. Go ahead and lock that up for that for myself. Are we going to lock this one up on this round all of us at one time once we lock it up together, hopefully. So I got that one, Michael. Who you got,
up.
Michael?
You lock it up.
I want to go ahead and lock up. I want to go ahead and lock up the Golden Truth as well because, you know, all the booking has been setting him up to actually win a pay-per-view match because Rizongo has been, like, cheating. So I said, oh, okay, so it'll be nice at this pay-per-view that they actually get one over because what's the point of a 5-month build like this to get nothing at a pay-per-view match? Let's actually do what we normally do. You build it up for a long time.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Who you got next
match?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Goldust and R-Truth.
Smart man.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it
and
up.
And he's
it
back.
Up. Lock it up.
He's back.
Lock it up.
Back. Uncle Jay, your microphone's working. You fixed it. What's going on? Who you got in this match?
Golden Truth, man. Lock it up. Got to go with R-Truth, man. Can't go against
lock
my man.
It lock it up. Lock it up.
All right. Yeah. Used to be another tag team match, really. And also, King Von locked up Golden Truth as well on the Twitter. So, shout out to King Von. Without him, their social media would not be popping, baby. What's the next match we got going on here, Micah?
Next match, another tag team match on the kickoff. We got the Lucha Dragons, otherwise known as the Box Masters, just kidding, against the Dudley Boys.
Wow.
The Dudley Boys.
You take that one first. Right. It doesn't make you feel really like, come on, really? Like, everybody. Can I say this? I'm going to say this. It's the Barbers. I'm going to be real. I love the Dudley Boys. This is not my anti-Jericho where I love Jericho, but he should go away. Everybody cried for the Dudleys to come back, but guess what, guys? He'll go a hard truth for you. Like the first time you heard your mother, your parents having sex and you, like, hurt your feelings. I'm going to tell you this to be honest with you, okay? Listen, the Dudleys ain't popping like they used to. I don't know what it is, but the people just don't receive them the same way, and it's not their fault. The Dudleys are who they were, who you wanted to come back. And it's a shame they're going to lose this match as well. I'm also with you, Michael, because that's what you're saying. They're going to lose this match. I'm also going to Lucha Dragons in this one as well. What about yourself there?
You better lock it up. Lock it up.
Man, you know, I'm going with my heart and not my head on this one. I heard what you said and all like that, and I agree with everything you said, but I'm going with my heart on this. I'm going with the Dudleys because I'm locking that up. Boom.
Okay.
I think the Lucha Dragons are going to be split together. They're going to be split apart. Somebody going to turn on somebody. I got a Dudley boy.
Well, on a pre-show, that would be cool because it would add some intrigue to your pre-show that's typically just a waste of time. It's pretty much the show main event type matches. So if that happens, I would love your thought process there, Chris Wrestling Gate storyline. What's next, Micah?
All right. We got to start off the actual card. Apollo Crews versus Sheamus.
Micah, I'm gonna go to you.
Exactly.
Second.
Exactly.
Right. Apollo Crews should win this match if you're trying to put over the new era. But I gotta take the same formula that I said with my Baron Corbin towards Dolph Ziggler. To beat a legend, you have to be proven that you've gotten beat down enough to get back up the whole Mick Foley story. No, everybody can't be what Mick Foley was, but be enough to be that antagonist, you know, that comes back, the guy that everybody cheers with, he's getting beat down. So I'm going to say Sheamus wins this match, Micah, and you can lock it up. Who you got?
I want to go the opposite direction because I think like Titus O'Neil, they're going to be actually high on Apollo Crews, so I'm going to go with Apollo Crews and get one over on Sheamus. Lock it up.
All right.
Lock it up.
I'm going to Apollo Crews. He needs a manager, though. He can't talk. He needs a manager.
When I first saw Apollo Crews, I said, yo, he could be world champion. I said, my wife booked to him. You know what I'm going to say, right? My wife said, he's not cute. He can't be world champion. So there you have it. Who you got in this one, Jay Chris?
Do you really got to ask me? Come on, man.
You better lock it up.
You already know who I am.
Along with Jake picking Apollo 2, so does King Vaughn picks up Apollo 2 as well. Next match there, Micah.
All right, we have.
I think it's funny that the anti-wrestling, like, they watch it, but they're not like you and I with it, have gone against us in the last two matches. I like it. It's the franchise players taking on the best Mike and Mike Tenement Radio. I love it. We're going to follow on Monday. What's up? What's next, Mike?
There you go. No, it's good. It's Dolph Ziggler versus Barry Corbin. Which is Dolph Ziggler Corbin 5. It's like a Rocky movie.
Well, unfortunately for me, because I'm a big Baron Corbin fan, Rocky movies have been better, except for Balboa. But I'm going to go with who I think will be future champion soon. Well, not soon, but I think he will be fighting. Everybody doesn't like Roman Reigns. Right, I think Roman's very good. Y'all know this. But when Roman finally comes down the peg or two, that he will come down because you do have Seth Rollins, you do have bigger, better guys coming up, but he's still a very Sheamus-esque kind of guy to the company, but a better looker toward the company. I think Baron Corbin would be that kind of talent. And I think that's the kind of rivalry that Baron Corbin would get to next. So Baron Corbin beats Dolph Ziggler in this. Lock it up. Baron Corbin. I won't say he's the future, Vaughn, so don't tweet it, but he's next to this. He's the next big thing. It's Baron Corbin is the next big thing. He's already had one. Michael, who you got?
Oh, Baron Corbin all day. He's going to go ahead and take care of this, and Ziggler's going to do what he does and make him look like $1 million.
Wally?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Corbin. I just think, you brought up young talent. You might as well have him get on some type of role.
There it is. Watts, what are you doing? Because I see he came back to the dark side.
Hey, man, look, you don't bring the kids up from out the bullpen, from out the minor leagues, if you don't expect them to play. So I'm going with Corbin on this.
You better lock it up.
King Vaughn says, lock it up. Baron Corbin, and he don't even like Baron Corbin. I don't think he likes Dolph Ziggler much either. Who you got? What's the next match there, Micah?
All right, next match, we have tag team action. It's going to be Charlotte and Dana Brooke. Becky Lynch. It's going to be a good match.
Waste of time in this match. I'm going with Becky Lynch and her tag team partner over Charlotte and I'm sorry, Beth Phoenix. It was reminds me of her.
in that match.
Dana Brooks.
Help me out. Dana Brooks, I'm sorry, in that match. And she don't need the rub, and I love the promo she cut on Raw after with her losing. I think we're going to see a new evolution. Everybody said, where's the Diva resolution? Evolution? Or whatever they called it, Diva's resolution, I think it's coming, and I think it starts with Charlotte. So Charlotte doesn't need to win this match. She's very good after the promo, the pipe bomb she cut on her father, Ric Flair. Who you got in this one, Micah?
I'm actually thinking of going in the direction of the women's champion and Dana Brooke. And and here's the reason why. Dana being the Payless version of Beth Phoenix. Anyway, I think what they're trying to do is give her all the stuff that she possibly needs so that when Sasha Banks beat her, it's that much bigger.
So it's not just me who thinks that what's her name again?
Who's Sasha Banks?
The broke-down version of R. Anderson for Charlotte.
Dana Brooks.
Dana Brooks. I'm not the only person to think that she's trying to be Beth Phoenix. You can't replace Beth Phoenix in that one. Who you got in this one, Wally?
I got – give me the team of Big Booty Brooks and what's her name?
Big Booty Brooks. That's a new name. Big Booty Brooks and aesthetically pleasing Charlotte Flair. Who you got in this one there, Wally? I mean, I'm sorry, Wally.
Well, you know, I wasn't really sure. I was on the fence, but until Wally said Big Booty, then I'm definitely going with that squad right there.
Big Booty. Lock it up. Any girl got a big booty. Where is Naomi thinking about
you lock it up.
Young?
You lock it up.
What's
lock
the next
it,
match
lock
here,
up.
Micah?
Lock it up.
Match. We're going to have a U.S. Championship match. Rusev versus Titus O'Neil. We know this one, man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Man.
Can we just all right now just say Rusev?
I can't bring myself to do it.
So everybody but Jay Chris is going with Titus O'Neil. Wally?
I got Rusev winning.
Okay, all right. So he just can't do it, y'all, so because he's Jay Chris. Next match there, Micah.
Next match is going to be for the WWE Tag Team Championship. I like saying it. Anyway, New Day, Gallows and Anderson, Enzo and Amore, Big Cass and the Fall Villains, Fatal 4-Way match. I am going, because I wanted to start this one off, I'm going with the club. The club's going to get this one.
Wally?
You locking that up, Micah?
I'm locking it up.
They haven't broken the record yet, right?
Lock it up.
No, they have not.
I thought they had.
I got a New Day.
No.
No, they haven't. Give me the New Day.
Okay, who you got in this one, Watts?
Man, it's a fatal four-way. You got who you say you got? New Day, you got Enzo and who else? Vault the Villains and who else?
And New Day
and Club?
And the Club, yeah.
This is a tough one, man. Give me a Club for the surprise.
Man. So, Wally, everybody but you and me picked the Club because King Vaughn just said lock it up. He got the Club. I'm with you. The New Day wins their title because of the same reason that I'm impressed by it that Wally said. They haven't broke the record, which I don't think they will come close to breaking the record. The record is like 2.5 years by Demolition.
Who has the record?
But
Demolition.
They keep mentioning what's the name?
But
they keep mentioning
how many days they are.
Brian Kendrick. They keep mentioning Brian Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Brian Kendrickman, right.
Yeah, that's the one they have.
Right.
You're not even going to count Demolition.
Right. Right. They don't. Right. Right. You're right. You're right, too, Micah. So I'm with you. Because they keep mentioning the title, they won't lose the belt until SummerSlam or after SummerSlam. So I'm going with the New Day as well. Lock that up. What's next? We got the only two matches, but we got Money in the Bank and then the World Title match. Are the last two matches there, Micah?
It's Money in the Bank. It's Money in the Bank. Then after Money in the Bank, it's going to be Cena Styles.
I'm starting this one because I've been waiting to start this one all week, and I thought yesterday was Friday, but it wasn't. Listen, guys. Sami Zayn is my pick for Money in the Bank because the future is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, the best organic robbery in the business since Bret Hart and Owen Hart, okay? We said that Micah deemed it the organic robbery. Think about it. Every time Sami Zayn has a chance to cash in, Kevin Owens interferes. Again, guys, wrestling is storyline. That's my storyline. I want to say that. I know our time is short, so I'm going with Sami Zayn. Lock it up to win Money in the Bank. Who you got in this one, Micah?
I got Kevin Owens for the same reason that you said. I just want Kevin Owens to be on the side of it, and I believe he is. So, lock that up, Kevin Owens.
Who you got in this one, Wally?
Ambrose.
Ooh, I like it. Cause hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy, so I would be pissed. What? Who you got?
I got Ambrose too, but for the same reason that you say that you're picking Sami Zayn. And I say that because if Zayn wins the briefcase, then you know there's a storyline with Kevin Owens in there, but Zayn is more focused on the world title now instead of Kevin Owens. So I'm taking mm-hmm. Ambrose now. I'm taking Ambrose there because of what I said earlier this week at where we said the Shield gets back together for some type of something.
Oh, and that's going to be the beginning of it. And King Vaughn says, fight Owens, fight Kevin Owens, lock it up. And in the world title match, I'm going to say this. We got to get to the game 7. That's more important right now. Sorry, wrestling fans. It just really is right now. I'm going to say lock it up. Roman Empire continues. Lock it up. Who you got in this one, Micah?
They're going to keep with Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins is going to have that slow face turn. He'll have a slow heel turn. Lock it up.
Wally?
I'm Reigns. Reigns, AJ. That's all I'm going to say. AJ, Reigns, AJ.
It was so underratedly good. Who you got in this one, Watt?
Roman Reigns.
Lock it up for all four of us. Locking up Roman Reigns and tweet that out. I ain't got George Vaughn, so you win with Roman also. Lock it up. Soul and Sports all lock up Roman Reigns to retain the title. So now we got 2 minutes left in the program, guys. Game 7. Watt, I'm going to go with you because you said they're in trouble, and I've been riding your momentum on this one. Jay Chris, lock it up. Who wins game 7 on Father's Day?
Who wins game 7 on Father's Day? I got to go. I picked the Cavaliers in the beginning of the year, so I got to go with the Cavaliers now. Lock it up.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
Wally, who you got?
You lock it up.
I have to pick the Cavs. That was the prediction, but I do think Golden State's going to win. But I'm going to pick the Cavs, though.
Okay, I like you picked the Cavs, but you went Golden State. You kept your pick. Who you got in this one, Mike?
Yeah. Cavs.
Okay, and it brings it on me, and here go the hard part. I punked out and switched in the middle of the series. And Micah said live on air, you can't do that. So I'm going to go with my teammate, my tag team partners, my brothers that told me I couldn't do it. I got to pick the cast. I started with the cast, but somebody resurfaced my tweet that I said back in June. I said nobody could beat Golden State in a 7-game series. So
hey,
go ahead.
Blind tag. Vaughn picked the Cavs in 7. We made him switch, so he might be right originally.
Right. Vaughn did say Cavs in 7. And I got to give you that one. I'm with Wally, though. I think I want the Cavs. I'm picking the Cavs. But I still don't think. Beating Golden State 3 times will be a heavy task. So there you have it, guys. Listen, that was our Lock It Up Friday. A lot of sports going around. Happy Father's Day to all.
This is the Soul of Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk. Still, we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop. Y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we are!